With WordPress powering more than 17% of the web and growing each day, it's safe to say that the user base is growing very quickly. With this, it's more critical than ever for users to be aware of vulnerabilities and be knowledgeable of what to look for in order to keep their site safe and secure. Things like keeping the WordPress installation up to date and using usernames, default usernames and passwords can take a site from being awesome to unusable in a matter of minutes. Consistent and timely software updates are the easiest way to stay safe, yet it's still something that's overlooked. I feel it's our responsibility as a community to get this information into the hands of users that need it most through education and the provisioning of tools and services to help them along the way. I'm Shane Sanderson, and the Dradcast starts now.
From the depths of internet magic and the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's
you know what time it is.
All operators are busy at this time. Please hold. Drad.
For the Dradcast, bringing you the latest WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop. Talking shop with community leaders and innovators.
Ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly.
Yes! Now, we bring you your favorite Santan alumni. The craziest prior military geeks you'll ever meet. Your favorite WordPress personalities, Dre Armada and Brad Williams. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dradcast starts now.
We are back, baby. Welcome to Dradcast episode 10. Dre, what's happening, man?
Doing what we do, baby. Doing what we do.
Which is apparently Duke balls, according to Dre. But
holy Duke balls to you, Dre.
Holy Duke balls. All right, we're back. We took a little breather last week after our special WordPress edition of Dradcast, but we're back in it for big number 10. We made it. Double digits. We can retire now.
That's it, wow. Man.
Done. It's over.
Can't believe it.
Booyah!
I'm just kidding. And we got this great host tonight, Shane, man. What's going on?
How's it going, guys?
Man, the Duke of WordPress. This is outstanding. This can go like one way and one way only.
Slow down.
Straight down the drains, dude. It's
gonna be awesome. Depends who you ask.
Man, how you been, brother? Nice to see you.
You too, man. It's doing good. I need to see you in person pretty soon.
This needs to happen. It's been way too long. Way too long. I need my fix, my Sanderson fix, man. It's no good.
Well, between the three of us, we're covering quite a few corners of the U.S. here. I'm out in East Coast, Philly. We got Dre out in the West Coast. And we got Shane down in Texas.
Yes.
Yeah. My horse is
ours at night.
I'm not going to do it.
You know you want to finish that. He's only not doing that because he knows I do that to everybody that's in Texas.
Yeah, I know. Man, well, hey, you just picked up a glass. It looked pretty nice there. What is it you're sipping on there, Mr. Shane Sand? Hello, Mr. Sanderson.
Hello. I'm sipping on some Fireball, otherwise known as Cinnamon Death Water, in my handy WP Engine glass.
Yes.
This is a little awkward. I'm sipping on Fireball in my WP Engine glass.
Weird. Yeah, y'all are creeping me out. I think you guys are setting me up for failure here. It's no good.
What do you got, Dre?
Green Flash. I got an IPA, another San Diego beer. Green Flash Brewing Company, right out of San Diego, down the 15 from me here. So, salut.
That bottle looks huge.
Yeah. You're really small, or that bottle is massive. No.
I'm shrinking. Yeah, this is no good. Yeah, it's a nice ginormous bottle of beer. So.
Nice.
9.4% alcohol, so this should go pretty smoothly.
This got to be a great show. All right, so let's get right into it.
Well, I'll tell you, this episode, guys, welcome to 010. I'm pretty excited to be in double digits. Hopefully we can get into triple digits here to follow. This show, though, is brought to you by none other than Gravity Forms, the de facto standard in forms for WordPress. Contact forms for WordPress just don't get any easier than it does with Gravity Forms. Now, if you've been watching the Twitter sphere and all over the social space, they just released version 1.7. You need to go check it out. Visual form editors, multi-page forms, order forms, conditional fields. GravityForms.com. Go check them out. Thanks for sponsoring us, folks. We couldn't do it without you.
Yeah. We love you guys.
Love you, man.
All right. So let's go right into Shane. Wait, that is.
Hey, what's up?
Let's go right into let's talk to Shane. Let's hear about you, man. So, it's no secret that Shane and I work together at WebDev Studios, and Shane has also had some other stuff in WordPress, and you've been in the WordPress community for quite a while. But I think what's most interesting is your what you did before WordPress that I think is kind of cool. So I'd love to hear kind of, and we ask most hosts that we have on, you know, kind of how you got into WordPress, where you started, and how you kind of ended up where you're at today.
Okay. Well, that's a long story, but short version. Before WordPress, I managed a record store and did the, if you ever watched Empire Records, that was kind of my life.
It's awesome.
For a while. Got to meet a lot of cool bands, go to a lot of cool shows, and I love music, so that was awesome. After that, I started dabbling in web development, and fast forward several years, and I started working for a large radio corporation, taking care of all their websites in the Dallas market, and the CMS that we used was really just god-awful, and so I went searching for something better. And I found WordPress. And so, unfortunately, they didn't want to use it at the time, so I started using it personally. And that's how I got into WordPress. Fast forward
some more. When was that? About what version? Do you remember, or what year?
That was in 2005, 2006. So like 2.6. I mean, that's just a guess. I'm not sure. and so fast forward some more. Left the radio market and started freelancing. And my wife, Abby, wanted to start selling some things that she made. She was crafty and such. So I went searching for a plugin that I could sell stuff with WordPress, and I came across WP eCommerce. And fast forward some more, I did a lot of work with them, and Dan sent me all over the country to WordCamps, and that's how I've met all of the great people that I know now. And fast forward some more, and here I am.
Back the truck up. So what did you say?
Right.
Hey, sorry, was that a sound effect or was that Dre?
Yeah, that was Dre. But you said Empire Records. Empire Records was it came out the year that I graduated high school. It was one of my favorite all time movies just because Liv Tyler was in it. And holy Duke balls! I'm going to say that a couple more times in the show. So very, very interesting. But by the time I met you, which I think was at OC in 2010,
that was Las Vegas.
Did I meet you at Vegas, or did I meet you? Because I know I met some other folks, which in that you were kind of involved with at the time that I met you,
sure.
Which was the Nine Seeds folks. Was it in right. Vegas that I actually met Shane Sanderson?
It was. I've never been to a WordCamp OC, so it was Las Vegas 2010.
Damn it. Well, there's that.
That would make sense. And I think we first met, and I want to say it was Boston or Boston maybe, or Chicago, one of the two. Who knows? They all blur together, right? But
yeah,
it's been many moons ago, quite a few years ago, that I think we first met. And you also have you mentioned e-commerce. You have quite a history around the e-commerce side of WordPress, right? I know you worked on some different platforms and stuff. What were you working on back then?
WP e-commerce mainly. At the time, that was really kind of the go-to plugin if you wanted to sell stuff. And did a lot of work with them and their support forums, helping out, and did a lot of freelance work around that plugin. So I've got nothing but respect for those guys. They again, kind of did a lot to put me where I'm at. So I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, Dan's a great guy. Cool team over there. Really, really fun to talk to, hang out with. If you ever get a chance to hang out with Dan Miller, definitely do. I know he's... He lives far, far away from us, but he does make it to the States on occasion, so
yep.
Really cool guy.
No, great, great folks.
Hey. Very cool. So you also run a service, which will be mentioned a little bit later in the show, but you run a service called Maintain, and that's with two N's, Insane in the Maintain, as we like to call it.
Yes.
Tell us about that. I mean, it's got quite a bit of buzz around it. I mean, it's still fairly new, I think. It's only been around a few months. I mean, how's that going?
Yeah, it's going good, actually. We launched in October, and it's a WordPress report.
Months, I guess that's like half a year, but...
Oh, it's fine. It seems like yesterday. So it's a WordPress support maintenance service, basically. We handle all updates, security, backups, and support. So that's the long and short of it, really. It's just there's a need for that, I think, and kind of like, you know, in the intro said, new users coming on board every day that need help, and... It's just, it's a dedicated place that you can get help. and make sure that your site's up to date, secured, backed up, and all the good stuff. So I saw a niche that I thought needed to be filled, and so we filled it. And I think it's been received very well so far. It's doing good.
I'd like to step away from anything related to WordPress for a second. Cool. You have an old pickup truck. Am I mistaken to understand that you've got an old pickup truck?
I used to. I actually don't anymore, Dre. I'm sorry. I had big plans for the truck, but...
Is there a backstory to this truck, or just a random truck?
It was a really cool, kind of like a rat rod truck. It was like flat black, dropped. It was really nice, but it was one of those things that was just going to be a money pit and a time consumer. So
They typically are.
Yeah. I actually sold it back to the original owner, which is weird. He called me up one day and said, "Hey, do you still have that truck?" And I said, "Yeah." He's like, "I want it back." I said, "Okay." Because at that point, I wasn't doing anything with it anyway. So, sorry to ruin your story there, Dre, but the truck's gone.
So now that I completely suck, let's... And there goes the truck. Oh, man. Well,
anything else?
I'm going to go ahead and move out of host interview into pressing topics.
That's probably a good idea.
Man, so this week's pressing
worst
topics...
Worst segue.
Ever.
Awesome.
I said back the truck up earlier, and you sure as hell did, dude. I'll tell you. Oh, man. Well, let's move into pressing topics. We got a lot of cool stuff to talk about today, and it's funny. It's brought to you by guess who? Maintain. That's two N's at the end, folks. Don't you forget it. Professional WordPress support and maintenance services on any host. Make sure to head over to maintain.com. And for all of you Dragcast listeners, you can see a 30% discount off of any of the plans for 3 months using Dragcast as your coupon code. So thanks for that to Shane and Maintain, maintain.com. Man. Along what you're doing at Maintain, so let's dive into that a little bit. I want to talk about some of the maintenance services and things that you're offering there, because I know in my services, a security, you know, one of the security entities that services WordPress, one of the biggest things that we run into all the time, and in fact, a large percentage of the clients that we see infected and reinfected, it all leads back to a couple things, but one primarily is outdated software. Now, sure. Are you running into a lot of stuff where people are just not updating plugins, themes, their core instances? Give me a bit of a breakdown of that dynamic.
Right. Well, obviously, existing customers know because we take care of all that for them. But yeah, most of the time when we see new customers come on board, we log in and it looks like no one's touched their site in years.
Since it launched.
which is scary, but at the same time, I don't think that they know any better, maybe. And that's where the awareness, I think, needs to come in. And obviously, we take care of that for them and help them and educate them on that. But yeah, most new sites coming in is kind of a nightmare as far as upgrades and things like that go. It's, again, like no one's ever touched it since it was built.
What's the oldest version of WordPress that you've logged in and seen up to this point?
Currently right now, probably I think 2.9 is the oldest I've seen.
It's not terrible, but it's not horrible. Pre-3 is pretty bad in my opinion.
Yeah, anything under 3 just kind of makes me shudder, because at that point, you know, it's our responsibility to upgrade it and make sure everything works when it's done, right? So, and we obviously take care of that, but it's kind of tricky trying to go through and make sure everything's cool when it's that out of date.
Well, especially, high traffic site with, let's say, a lot of dependencies, themes, plugins, and stuff. 2.9 to 3.0, it's a pretty big kind of shift there. So you've got the potential for a lot of stuff exploding at that point.
Right.
A lot of known vulnerabilities.
Been quite a few different security vulnerabilities since then. I mean, I wouldn't say a ton, but quite a few, you know, little ones that they fix along the way. So, I mean, that really kind of opens them up to those vulnerabilities. And Dre, I'm sure you see this day in and day out, right? I mean, you guys are that's what you're doing, is fixing the stuff because of people that are not updating and fixing the most obvious thing that they can do.
Yeah, we've seen 1.6 in production, still being actively used and managed.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen that, but we get a little nervous when we see anything, prior to 3.3x. 3x and above, there hasn't been a major vulnerability released in terms of core specifically, and it leads back to that question I was trying to get out. Is, are you seeing a lot of on the plugin side, on the theme side, that's outdated? Because I think from what we see, it's typically not a WordPress issue unless they are, you know, predating 3.x. Sure. It's usually a plugin or theme problem that causes a vulnerability.
Right. And no, we get a lot of people, you know, that come in with problems and they've been blacklisted or their site's infected, you know, so we immediately get that taken care of and then run the updates. But as far as like past WordPress core, there's a slew of plugins and themes that are out of date as well. Like we go in and look at the update screen and it's like a mile long.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, all the fun error, custom error messages at sure. login.
And is it? Do you think people are not updating because they don't know, or do you think they're not updating because they're concerned that their site's gonna break?
I think a little bit of both, probably, because we get customers that come in and say, "Hey, you know, think your service is great. We need your help." Some of them readily admit. We haven't updated. We haven't touched anything.
Like they know they need to. They just haven't done it, right?
So there's some of that, and there's some of just I don't know whether it's just they don't want to or don't pay attention or have maybe never logged into their site. I don't know.
Because I know a lot of the people I talk to, I feel like there's this fear of updating, and it might be you know justified to a certain extent, and a lot of that just goes back to what kind of theme and plugins you're using. Because if you're using a really well-built theme and some really well-known plugins that are, you know, updated, then you shouldn't really have a lot of issues. I mean, what's the, I don't know, percentage or, you know, like how many sites when you update, they actually do break because something's wrong in the theme or plugin, or most of the upgrades pretty smooth?
Most of the upgrades are pretty smooth. There are times that things break, and obviously we take care of that for the customer, but for the most part, it's pretty smooth because initially when you sign up, we go through and audit your site and kind of look and see what you're using. If there's a plugin that's being used that maybe isn't in development anymore or current development's not active, then we'll suggest a different plugin that is in active development that does the same thing so we know that those upgrades moving forward will be a little smoother.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever run into a "oh, hell no" moment? I mean, have you ever seen one of those?
Hasn't everybody? I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I figure as much, but that, those are always like, wow, like, what did you do here?
Your login credentials? Yeah, it's admin and password. What?
We've gotten several of those, and we immediately changed those for them. There's been a couple of sites, actually, that I went to go do some updates, and I noticed that the 2011 theme needed to be updated. So I went just for fun to go check, and the active theme was 2011, and they had updated and modified that theme without using a child theme. So that was a potential for some serious havoc on the site. But again, we noticed that stuff, got a child theme built for them, and everything's cool. But yeah, there's some crazy stuff you see when logging into sites that it's like a Forrest Gump in a box of chocolates, you know.
Me and Jenny are like peas and carrots, guys.
Can I just say I love Dre's impressions? I feel like every show there's at least one Dre impression that is absolutely awesome. I need to go back and make some sound clips, I think.
He does a good leprechaun.
A leprechaun, what are you talking about?
Was that a Scottish leprechaun?
Yeah, he was a little drunk, I lost on the golf course. Like, me pot of gold! It was
over. What is happening?
Oh, man. WordPress. Yeah, he speaks while he's yelling. It's oh man, yeah, I think we lost our two visitors are gone.
That's all right,
and we're just talking to ourselves. Cheers, yeah, guys.
That's cool, but I love you guys. So, salut, and enjoy your fireball there.
It's empty. What's going on? It's you got a problem.
Got to be more careful.
We'll take care of this.
Well, in terms, yeah. Listeners are certainly falling off. Thanks, Chris Lemma, for pointing that out.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Well, I was going to try to segue into this, but obviously the segues are not working today. So in terms of updates, we saw some pretty interesting stuff this week. We discovered it this week. It was disclosed here about a month ago on the WordPress.org forums about some caching plugins and a vulnerability that was found where remote code execution is a remote code execution vulnerability wherein if you had regular commenting systems enabled and you had the caching plugins enabled, you can come in and actually try to echo code right in the comments and they would work. We put a post out on it, and we're hoping that everybody's updated. If they haven't already, make sure you go and update plugins. If you're using something like WP Super Cache or W3TC, W3 Total Cache, make sure you go in and update those immediately. It's a pretty severe bug, and if you're running an old version of it, it could be serious problems.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's no bueno. So remote code execution is pretty scary in general. Now, this could take the example that we put out here on the blog is just showing how to echo your PHP version. Now, this could be used for some pretty nefarious things, and can do a lot of stuff from redirects to drive-by downloads and so on. So just be very careful with that. And if you haven't updated, make sure to update that immediately. Yes.
So and those two plugins combined have over 10 million downloads. I think. I mean, they're really.
Yeah, they're right around 6 million downloads between the both, just those two plugins.
Oh, 6 million. Okay, it's still obviously quite a few users. And obviously those are just downloads, but there's still a lot of users. I mean, that stuff's scary, especially when it's plugins that are respected as much as those two. Those are probably top 50 plugins, you know?
Those are like the two most used caching plugins. I mean, probably safe to say.
I mean, chances are if your host doesn't tell you don't need those, then you probably are running them. Hosts, you don't really need those caching plugins because they already pretty much do all that for you. But a lot of hosts, they don't do that. A lot of shared hosts, so they use plugins like that. I know I use Total Cache on every site that basically isn't on WP Engine.
Right.
It's kind of a no-brainer. Turn it on, turn on some page caching, and it'll speed things up. So.
Sure.
That's not scary, but it goes right back to what we were talking about with the updates, right? So the nice thing is if you go look at the WordPress support forum, obviously the person didn't really report this the way they should. If you come across a security hole like this, you should try to email them email the plugin dev or theme dev or whoever directly. Don't make it public knowledge that there's this big flaw or vulnerability. But he posted it on the forum and said, hey, check it out.
It's certainly not the way to disclose. I mean, now we catch wind of it. We're going to get it out there. We're going to make sure that the people are notified and so on. It's already public at this point. So our job there at Secure at that point is our responsibility is to notify as many people as possible in an effort to upgrade. It's been out for a month. But to go and disclose that publicly on a public forum, that you're going to do more harm than you are good by doing that. There's contact availability for both of those plugin authors. There's certainly other vehicles that can be used to disclose that type of issue without putting a pretty significant portion of the WordPress community in danger. So make sure to disclose responsibility responsible if you run into any problem like that.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not hard to find out if a site's running this or running either one of these plugins because they put comments into the source that say if the page is cached and that the plugin is running. Right. So it's not like one of those obscure plugins that you may not know if it's running or not. Like, it's very easy. You can just search Google for those, for certain terms, and you're going to find sites that are running it. So this is a very easy one to exploit. So definitely update if you're running these plugins. And it just goes to show that you should always update on plugins. Don't wait. Do it at least once a week at least. Make sure you have those proper backups because if God forbid something happens, at least you can revert back and you won't lose everything.
You know what's funny is if they go and get Maintain at maintain2ends.com, they get this all taken care of for them. So holy cow.
Yeah.
I'll send you the invoice for that plug, Shane. Don't worry.
Thank you. but no, and not to – well, it's a shameless plug and I'll go ahead and do it, but – like, for example, this vulnerability that came out, we do weekly updates on our plugins and our core. But when something like this happens, then we break that cycle and we update right then, right? We don't wait till whatever day it is of the week that we update and say, we'll do it then. If there's something like this or a WordPress point release that's around security, anything like that happens immediately. And you don't have to worry about it, so...
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Like, if you're scared about doing updates, if you're not comfortable doing it, if you don't even know how to do it, hire somebody to do it. Like, it needs to be done. So if you're not comfortable doing it, just like if you're not comfortable building a WordPress website, but you know you need one, hire someone that knows what they're doing. Search them. If you're not sure if the company you're looking at online is a reputable company, search their name. Look for reviews. Ask around. Big community. A lot of people recommend stuff. There's companies that'll help you out that will do this that know what they're doing. So if there's a problem, they'll fix it. Don't just say update and hope everything works out.
I'm not comfortable crawling under my sink and fixing the plumbing. So guess what? There's a guy that knows how to do that a lot better than I do. So same idea.
Hey, look, when you look at these type of things, you're becoming a webmaster. There's a fundamental shift in who's online and who's managing sites. You're taking on a responsibility, not just to get out content or to try to sell your awesomeness through the site, but a responsibility to maintain that site. So if you can't do it, have someone else do it. And you're going to live for a long time. You know, this has been the premise of WordPress for many years. This is something they've made it easy over the 10 years that WordPress is not going to be around here on the 27th of May for you to be able to go in and update. And if you can, if it's gotten too tough for you, get someone to do it. In the meanwhile, speaking of anniversaries, 10 years, 27 May, we're reaching 10 years of WordPress. That's pretty damn kick-ass. I'm excited to be a part of that. And I went and purchased one of the new T-shirts that were just launched. Nice. There's an article that was put up on WP Daily, but Jane, I saw the tweet by Jane initially. They've got 10-year anniversary T-shirts for WordPress, so make sure you go pick one of those up if you've got a chance. You're part of the community. It'd be kind of cool to rock these. I got one in each color. You guys pick one up?
They're nice. I did. I like it. And it's not something that's going to be around forever either. So.
Nope.
Get it now or don't get one.
I'm waiting for the 20-year. It's cool. No, I actually haven't, but I do like it. I'm glad they went with, like, you know, kind of traditional, you know, neutral colors.
Yep.
Some of the stuff in the store, the colors are a little bit crazy, but it's, I mean, the shirts look great. The logo's really cool. I'm definitely probably going to get one in each color. They look really nice. So it's actually, it's awesome that it's the birthday, right? 10 years. When I think of WordPress, when I hear 10 years, it kind of blows my mind. Like, really? 10 years?
Crazy,
really?
Dude.
I was at a CMS showdown last night representing WordPress, and I mentioned that it's turning 10 years old next month, and everyone was like, what? Like, I thought it was only a couple years old. Like, no, it's old. So that's exciting, man. I mean, these cool shirts, cool anniversary. I know we're planning a big birthday party in Philly. I know a lot of other meetups and communities, local communities, are planning big birthday bashes and parties all over the world. It's a little tricky because in the U.S. it falls on Memorial Day, so that's a hard date to plan like an event because most people have plans on Memorial Day or they're out of town, you know, or they're off work. So we're actually going to do ours the day after on Tuesday, just because I think we'll get more people to show up.
Yeah, I'll be on a veterans run, man. There's about 20,000 motorcycles in Riverside County doing a run.
Rock your WordPress shirt under your gear there.
Happy birthday, baby. Woo!
These are cool. I would love to see more special. Obviously, 10-year anniversary is extremely special, but it would be neat to see more, maybe limited time type stuff in the swag store that's you know, custom made like this, and give it a month and then take it out. And, you know, I don't know. It's cool. It's cool to see fresh stuff going in there.
I've been trying to get a hold of, too hard lately, but the Made in Texas WordPress shirt.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, born in Texas.
A couple years ago. Yeah.
I have one of those.
I'm going to steal it from you. Violently.
It's funny. Every time I wear it, people are like, oh, you're from Texas. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, it's the software that's in Texas, and it sounds weird, but that's what it is.
I'm going to WordCamp Austin next month, so maybe I can finagle one out of someone. I don't know. We'll see.
Cool, and they should reprint that one. That was cool. I actually got it because that was the only South by I've ever been to, and I was at that party, so I got one.
Very nice.
It's a nice shirt, but yeah, everybody, every time I wear it, everyone thinks. And if you're from Texas, and you're like in, you know, some other state, like, or Philly or wherever, like, if someone else is from Texas, they're going to go up to you and be like, oh, you're from Texas.
Right, no, but also sorry. Being from Texas, I'm never going to wear a Texas shirt somewhere else, so that should be a first indication.
Go Texas, man!
And everyone's talking about my hair again.
Well, it is, dude. It's so dreamy. I you can't contain that. There's no way to
you
properly.
Know, you can't contain. You can tell. I tried to brush it, and it just said, nope, not gonna happen, buddy. Sorry.
It's
what you get.
It's got its own life, its own way of being.
It needs its own Twitter account. Brad's hair.
Wow.
Somebody is on that right now.
This is what I'm thinking. We need a post format for Brad's hair. can we manage that?
That's what we need, man. If we had a post format for my hair, there could be a whole new UI added into WordPress just for the format, you know?
Who would have thought? Maybe some schedules and, again, another botched segue.
Speaking of formats.
Speaking of post formats. Schedules and philosophy.
I had no idea where you were going with that. That was a good one.
No, it's horrible, dude. I slapped myself. call me Sally. Man, have you guys seen this? What's going on here with this? Have you guys read through the Make WordPress Core stuff? Jen Milo, not Jane anymore, my apologies, put out a post on post formats. You guys been following any of this?
Yes. So basically, Jen posted. If you haven't seen the new post format UI, we'll drop a link in the chat. It's on the make.wordpress.org/core site. And essentially, they have some screenshots there, but basically, they're adding this new, very, very kind of in-your-face UI changes to WordPress right on the Add New Post screen. And it is all about the format of the post you're getting ready to add. So currently, there's a meta box like on the side, you know, under the publish box or under the category meta box that has the available post formats if your theme supports them. If you don't see them, your theme doesn't support them. But they're just like a radio button. You check which one you want and you save it. Pretty basic, but it works. The new 3.6, they have a whole new UI. So right under Add New Post, you basically, they have these big icons and you click the type of format you want. The problem is, they hooked them into 3.6. Everybody's happy. They all thought it was great. And then they did some tests with some random kind of beginner users to get feedback, which they like to do if it's a really kind of major UI change. And the feedback was pretty bad. They were very confused by it. Did not understand it. Just didn't really get the idea. And would click one and didn't really know what that meant versus clicking another one or how to get back. I mean, there's a lot of confusion for newer users. And this is, you know, beta 1 is already out for 3.6, so Jen suggested this might be something that maybe should be punted. Maybe it should be punted to 3.7. It gives them more time to polish that UI, that UX, to get more feedback, to make sure that whatever they push out there isn't confusing people to the point where they don't even know what to do and they get frustrated and decide to leave WordPress. So it started a huge discussion. Did you guys go through these comments? I mean, there's a billion of them, but what do you think? Keep it? What do you think?
I think it needs to be kept and just fixed. I don't think it's a huge problem. I do agree that it is a problem, but I don't think it's big enough to punt to 3.7 probably. But as a user, I mean, I've used WordPress for, you know, quite a while, and that looks kind of confusing to me. So, you know, take a standard user that maybe just installed WordPress, you know, yesterday, and imagine what they think. So I think there's some ways they could be fixed. You know, click on the icon, it highlights itself, but the list of icons doesn't go away. And then if you click on a different icon, it changes, you know, whatever content is below that.
I think that's part of the problem. You click an icon in it, and then they disappear, right? And then it's like, all right, you made your selection. And there's a link to go back, but it's not obvious. Like, what the hell's going on? It's like, okay, everything disappeared. What just happened?
Right. So I do agree it's unclear. I don't know if it's, I think, a big enough problem to punt to 3.7, though.
What was the batch, right? So how many people were tested? I mean, if we're talking five people and two of them were bad, I mean, that's not a really usable case, I mean, for punting it. It's already there. It's in beta, right? So I get the concept behind it, and I firmly agree that if it's changing from one page to the other and stuff's disappearing and it's not very evident as to what that workflow needs to be, those are things that need to be fixed. But to remove it, I would personally like to see a pretty big batch tested saying that, hey, this is really screwed up and it's going to put me in a position where I'm going to move to another platform. That's worst case scenario, and I don't think that is 80-20 by any means.
Yeah, I'm not. Sarah Cannon actually wrote a really good blog post that I think got this discussion fired up a little bit more. And she kind of put together some various options and directions that they could go, like visual, like graphics people could look at, which I think is always very helpful versus trying to describe something in text. I guess what really turns me off is if you look at her post, I just dropped it in the chat. She has screenshots from some various sites, one of them being Tumblr, and I feel like what Tumblr has is exactly what WordPress is trying to do. Almost identical. Like the post formats, they're in the exact same order. There are icons. You know, it's. I guess what stood out to me is WordPress, in my opinion, has always been kind of one of the leaders in UI and UX for platforms like this. You look at things like 2.7 and the vast change that brought so many users because it was like just awesome looking. And I feel like now, rather than kind of leading the charge in design and stuff, they're kind of just mimicking what someone else is doing. Pretty much one of the leading competitors of WordPress, which is Tumblr. So I don't understand why we're trying to mimic Tumblr. Why aren't we trying to go a different direction and think beyond Tumblr? Forget what Tumblr's doing. Let's do something crazier than that or even better than that, you know? So the whole thing to me doesn't really sit right. I know I'm a dev, I'm not a user, and I'm not really into these post formats. My biggest concern is that it's just going to confuse the hell out of people. Like, you know, imagine there was talk of having these show up even if the theme doesn't support it. So imagine all of a sudden, in my position, I have 50 clients that upgrade, and all of a sudden they see this stuff and they're like, "What the hell is this? Like, I don't know what this is. Should I use this? Is it going to work? What's going to happen?" All of a sudden, I'm getting all these emails in and saying, "I don't know what to do with this. Oh, it's a new feature. Why aren't we supporting this?" You know, things like. I don't think they're going that direction now. I think they're going to hide them if they're not supported, but I don't know, man. The whole thing isn't sitting well with me.
I like it. I don't know if how it's being implemented right now is probably the best. But again, I don't know that, you know, pushing all of it out to be in 3.7 is the good idea either.
Yeah.
Because lots of work has gone into this, and for, you know, not the last minute, but last minute enough to say, forget about it and move on. You know, I don't know if that's the best way to go either.
If you read the comments, and there's a lot, but if you look, there's a couple that stand out. Ryan Bourne, who's like one of the main developers of WordPress, he mentioned that, and Mark Jakewith quoted him and saying, this is pretty much sums it up, that punning a feature as integrated as this is often more work than actually finishing or changing the feature. So to remove this at this point would probably take as more, maybe the same, if not more work than just to figure out what they can do to get it to work. And a lot of that, I think, is because it's tightly woven into 2013. If you download 2013 and you're not on 3.6, it won't let you run it. Because there are features within 3.6 that it depends upon, and very specifically post formats. I mean, if you look at the 2013 demo, you know, each one of those kind of layouts and design and stuff are very centric to post formats. So they would actually have to change some things in 2013 to rip this out. So
I don't think. I mean, it's not that it couldn't be released with 3.6 with a few fixes, and you know, maybe refined in 3.7. But I don't think it's a big enough issue to, you know, stop the presses and go backwards, you know, to make a change.
I think it looks a little cramped.
Yeah, I'm confident they'll figure it out. Again, I'm not the biggest fan of this, but I get the philosophy and ideas behind it. So you know, it's not my cup of tea. Doesn't mean it shouldn't be.
You know, think of it. So sometimes you've got to follow to be an innovator or a leader. When I think about the market share that's currently sitting on something like Tumblr, if this is what they're demanding, or if this would be the gateway to introduce maybe an alternative and increase the rates of transfer from that platform to our beloved WordPress, then I'm absolutely all for it. And in the end, we become the true leader. Does that make sense? That's my take. I just think they look a little cramped. That's my take.
Right. No, that's a very good opinion. Personally, I don't like post formats, if you want to get down to it.
I love them. That's all I run on my personal blog.
But, sweet. Two against three here. We win. So let's go ahead and rip them out. It's all good.
And goodbye.
User testing is done.
We don't need them. No, I understand the need for them. Personally, I don't like them, but I understand why people do. So that's cool. But yeah. And I understand your point, Dre. That makes a lot of sense.
And Matt Mullenweg actually had a comment, and he mentioned, if you guys remember early on, maybe not early on, maybe mid-cycle for 3.6, there was a lot of UI changes, which eventually evolved into this MP6 plugin. Right. They were very drastic UI changes that they were putting right into Trunk as they were playing with them. And the problem is, doing that in Trunk, it was hard to make any decisions or really test anything out because there were so many opinions coming in. Like, these are pretty drastic visual changes. Like, the whole menu is like black instead of gray, and I mean, really kind of some big stuff. So they decide, you know what, let's take it out of Trunk, let's make it a plugin, let's, you know, people can download it, activate it, play with it, and then we can get feedback and evolve the plugin. And it's pretty certain that is going to get rolled into core for 3.7. So 3.7 is going to have a huge visual change on the back end. But what's interesting, they actually they pushed the MP6 feature and plugin onto WordPress.org and are allowing users to opt in if they want to play with it on WordPress. Or I'm sorry, WordPress.com, not .org. So on WordPress.com, which has 30 plus million people. So they're allowing their users to turn it on, and they're getting, you can imagine, 30 plus million people. A lot of people are going to turn that on. They're going to need a ton of feedback. So they're getting just a massive amount of feedback. Have you guys, we've talked about MP6 a little bit. Have you played with this? I mean, what do you think?
I haven't, but if before we get started, my apologies, that's the type of batch sample that I think it makes, you know, helps make
seriously. 30 million users.
Decisions, right?
Now we've got
something.
If it didn't turn on automatically, they had to opt in, but you know they had a lot of opt-in people. Absolutely. So
sure, and that's a lot of feedback. That's not like, you know, three dudes that hate post formats. So
two dudes.
I'm sorry, Dre. Sorry.
Brandon mentioned why not MP7. You know what? If I was a businessman, and well, I guess I am, but if I was a shady businessman, I would totally release a plugin called MP7 and see if they accept it. And nothing to do with like design, just whatever. Just call it MP7.
But no, MP6. I've had installed for a while. I like it a lot. And maybe it's just that I'm kind of tired of the dashboard and the way it's looked. The current dashboard isn't super different from the old dashboard. It's a drastic change, and some people are going to hate it, but I really like it a lot. And you guys haven't used it at all?
I've used it. I like it. I think it's cool. It's tough because like every change in the UI, I usually am like, it sucks. Why are we doing this? Just leave it. And then like a month later, I'm like, yeah, this is cool. I like it. So it's like, it's taking a little getting used to, but this one hasn't taken as long as normal. I think it looks fresh. I mean, if you go to WordPress.org, you know, they changed the header. It's very in line with kind of this MP6 idea, like a darker, you know, the main elements of the site, the navigational elements are dark. They're a huge contrast between that and the overall page content. I think that's what they're going for. So overall, I like it. I mean, I'm happy to see it and, you know, get rolled in 3.7. I mean, it's exciting when a refresh or something changes like that. I think it's cool.
And sometimes it's kind of but I think I was just ready for a change, and that was a nice refreshing change for me. So I like it a lot. Dre, you should go use it.
I think that's the whole thing, right? It's different because it's certainly subtle in terms of what's actually being changed. There's not too much of a difference really. When you look at it, but overall, it gives that presence, that feel. Now, my take or something that I wonder is that we've had the admin color scheme in personal options for quite a while. Do we see some type of revamp there coming in core for maybe 7 that allows you to change all the colors even more so than just having two or three overall color schemes? Because that could be something that can create a more custom environment for anybody using WordPress very quickly.
Cool about MP6 is that it's a great kind of way to look at how you can customize the admin, right? So if nothing else, you could download it and see how they are tweaking the admin design and layout and how they're interacting. Because we've mentioned it before, it's not super easy to theme the admin side. It's totally possible. Sure. And if you search, there's a few themes out there, but there's like a handful of them. It's not like building a theme for the front end. So, yeah, it would be awesome to make it where you could kind of theme the back end with a custom theme. But it, at the very least, at least you can download this plugin and play with it and see how they're doing it. And then just kind of tweak the stuff and see, you know, maybe you want to do some different colors or throw your logo in there or something.
I like it.
You guys, if you happen to notice the MP6 plugin header.
It's awesome.
They're actually using a Fogo, the wrong WordPress logo, which is amazing because I thought Matt, like, swore to, you know, his deathbed that if he ever uses that, he'll die. I don't know. But.
and some papyrus text and Comic Sans. They've got it all. It's everything wrong with
Comic
everything.
Comic Sans, nice. It's great.
I like the Photoshop glares. Those are just legit.
That looks a little like a step above what I would be able to produce in Photoshop.
The lens flares. That was cool once upon a time.
I gotta get some clouds in there. I used to always use the cloud effects on everything. Like everything was coming out of these clouds that were like red.
It looks like the 1999 embossing. This is legit.
I like the butler dude with the white gloves. That's pretty slick.
So fresh.
And so clean.
They need an older laptop. Like, that looks like a pretty old laptop, but they literally need, like, an old, like, a 5-inch thick, like, laptop.
This the only thing that would make this better would be a rainbow floating marquee and theme music.
Yes. So, well, hopefully, hey, that's what just they need wait. To do.
Need a just dancing wait. Baby on that page, damn it.
Yeah, audio video, man, right there in the MP6 rainbow page there.
They can use the new support coming to core for that. What do you guys think?
Nice. I like it. You're getting better with the segues as we go. I don't know what's going on here.
Halfway down the beer, brother.
Oh, there we go.
It can't get any worse. So the only way up to go is up, man.
This is great. So yeah, 3.6 supports audio video, local audio and video. So you upload a video file, you upload a MP3 to your site, and you can embed it locally, which I think is great because there's a lot of plugins out there that kind of do this, but those plugins are so bloated, they do so much stuff that you don't want. All you want to do is embed like a video that you upload, you know, an MP4 or whatever to your site. So now we have the new video and audio shortcodes, which we'll have a link.
Look, that's I just want to put a song right on my page. For it's I don't,
jam.
But Dre probably does.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do a plugin now. You just throw in a short code with a source and done. That's really really awesome. It's the simplest of things, but it required like a lot of work before. Not a lot of work, but you had to like know what plugin to get, and then like you said, the plugin was bloated and did like 8,000 things you didn't want it to do. All I want to do is play a stupid song on my page, and now it's super easy. It's great.
I think it's fresh.
Yeah, and the audio video post formats, basically, if you select one of those, there a box will pop up for the embed or URL, and you can just drop the URL. And just like OEnvid, like you can drop a YouTube URL, you can just drop a straight link to the MP3 or the video file on your server that you've uploaded into WordPress. Or really wherever it is, I guess, and then drop it in there and it'll automatically embed for you. So that's, it just makes it stupid, stupid easy, which is what I like.
Hey, I hate to interrupt or even step away from our regularly pressing topics, dude, but Brad, every time you speak and you come up over your left shoulder, you've got this creepy Chucky looking doll, dude.
I do.
It's a...
Oh, shit! Who's that?
Backstory here, bro, because I think I about pooed myself.
Yeah, that's my buddy. We're buddies.
It is.
It's actually my original buddy from when I was a kid. It got delivered to me by some relatives, and he chills in my office and randomly moves around. I don't know. It's weird. Like, he just pops up some places.
Well, that's awesome, though. Like, that's from, like, that's the actual one you had when you were a kid?
Yeah, it's like the original my buddy, man. Before that's they, really like... Cool. You know, blacklisted them because every kid was terrified of him after Chucky came out.
Right.
Oh, that's, yeah, really that's cool. The original, man. I used to sleep with him, and that's guy.
All right.
I'm we're glad toast, he's in, if you know I'm what glad I mean. I'm glad he's in your office and not mine.
Protects me. Don't fuck around.
I don't want to sidetrack too far, but that's kind of cool. Like the old elementary school I used to go to was right across the street from my parents' house where I lived. And they recently, or several years back, changed the school into a college. And so they went and like sold everything in the school at an auction. And so I went and bought some of the old lockers that were in my elementary school class. And they're in the house right now. So it's kind of cool. Same type thing.
You bought the lockers?
I did. So and
they're movable? You can actually just take a locker with you?
Oh, they're big. Like, there's... That's cool. Like four big lockers in my son's room right now.
Was Brad's buddy inside one of the lockers?
No, he was not.
I had some people in the house recently doing some work, and I put my buddy in my office chair and just faced it to the door. So when they walked in there, they're like, "What the hell?"
Yeah, a little too.
Like, yeah, don't think about touching my equipment, guys.
We will have nightmares this evening. It will happen. Oh man.
I don't know. All right. Well, I think that wraps up our main topic. So I want to once again thank our sponsor this week, which is Gravity Forms. And as Dre mentioned, Gravity Forms 1.7 is out, which honestly, ooh, I think is probably one of the recently with the amount of features and changes in it. So it's really exciting. They just released it not too long ago, and it has a whole slew of new features. We mentioned on previous episodes, two of the bigger features are the confirmation and notifications and how they're pretty flexible or extremely flexible now. Prior to this, you could have notifications, you could send one to the admins or one to the user that submitted, but now you can actually set up however many notifications you want with different rules to send to here if they selected that or there if they selected this, all sorts of stuff. There's some pretty big UI enhancements across the board, new dialogues, confirmations I mentioned. It's a really big update, which is cool. I mean, one of my favorite things about Gravity Forms is not only how flexible and powerful it is, but I mean they were always making it better and adding new stuff and adding stuff you didn't really think about or things maybe you did think about. So it's cool that when you buy or purchase and invest in a premium plugin that you're getting, you know they're going to keep building it, they're going to keep adding to it, so you know you're getting more for your money. So definitely check it out, gravityforms.com. Yeah. And with that, we should do some tricks. So Shane, I heard you're going to juggle force. Actually, I think Shane's bar trick, if you guys are watching, this is funny because this is Shane and I, we do a lot of video and stuff for work. And if you look behind Shane, there's this wall like literally directly behind him, right? But I'm going to ask Shane to get up and walk the mile that it takes to get to that wall because this is the biggest like mind, screw with your mind. Just check this out. Watch this.
I'll be right back.
It's a long journey, my friend. He gets so small. I don't know why that cracks me up, but it does.
You heard it here. I'm on with two loonies. This just happened.
I don't know why it cracks me up so much, but it does. It's like
I was expecting him to walk for like 30 seconds. Like, holy crap.
Well, okay, maybe I thought that more than it was. But it's like I was staring at that wall for months, and then one day he got up, and I'm like, whoa, like how far back is that? Like a mile.
How far back is your wall, Brad? It's like a mile.
Far. I can almost touch it. That's actually a real book on the wall, so you can you can tell.
He's actually, it's like a 3x3 room.
Chucky's actually my height. It's really weird.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we've, man, episode 10 is the death of the Dradcast.
All right, so maybe we should do our real bar tricks. Dre, what do you got for us, man?
Well, I'm going to walk back to my wall here. That's actually not a small like 1 gallon thing of water. That's a
your
keg.
Wall of hats.
Yeah, my wall of hats.
That's a lot of hats.
Yeah, well, they're all over the place, man. They fall off the crappy hat holder. My bar trick is not really a bar trick. It's more of a plea to come watch us talk security, like you haven't sat in on our craziness in the past. We've teamed up with the folks over at iThemes, and we're going to be doing a cool WordPress security tips webinar. This is going to be presented by none other than our highly caffeinated, crazy half-Cuban and Colombian brother, Tony Perez.
Yeah.
So he's going to rock out a full presentation here come May 1st. This is in we're teaming up with the iThemes folks. So if you get a chance, go sign up for the webinar. It's free. And, hey, you might learn something. Security is awesome for all of us.
WordPress security is an integral part of anybody's WordPress system.
Yes, what he said.
Two-form factor authentication is what everyone should do.
Is this how he speaks at his latest presentations? This is not good.
This is how he speaks on the Dradcast.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Go back and watch episode 4, Gripping Your Jewels. It's a classic. Oh, all right, that's very cool. Shane, what do you got for us, man?
Let's see, bar tricks. I found this. I didn't find. I guess I did. But anyway, it doesn't matter. There's a plugin called AutoHosted. It's at autohosted.com. It's pretty cool. If you have like a theme or a plugin that you're providing to users that isn't in the WordPress repo, it lets you push out updates that show up in the user's dashboard just like it would if you had a plugin in the repo. So it's pretty cool. It's autohosted.com. So go check it out.
Yeah, it is. That is cool. I hadn't heard of that until you brought it up pre-show, but that's a neat idea, right? I mean, makes it super easy to push updates to your plugins. So very cool. All right, I'll go into mine. My bar trick is a new theme released by CrowdFavorite. Today, actually, called Capsule. And basically what this is, it's for developers or any designers, I guess anybody that's really writing code, to kind of use as a scratch document. So a lot of times if you're a developer, you'll have a Usually people use Notepad or TextPad or something, or maybe even write it down. As you're developing, to kind of write down notes, code, maybe links, whatever it is, to-dos, just kind of a scratch document, just like they described there. So basically what this is a theme you install, and everything happens on the front end, and you can actually just click on it and add a new scratch document and just, you know, jot down anything you want, jot down code. You could put, you know, it supports all sorts of code formatting. The really cool feature about it is you can add tags, which are basically, you think of tags in WordPress like tags, but they track them here similar to short codes, so, you know, pound and whatever the tag is, and it will actually parse out those tags from the document and tag it. So, you know, over time, you can, assuming you tag things and label your projects properly, you can easily search and find stuff. Very, very simple. So we're actually playing with this as almost like a potential code snippet library, which isn't really what it was developed for, but I think it might be a good application. So check it out. It's crowdfavor.com/capsule. It's released completely open source and free to the public. And there's also this feature that I'll briefly mention called Capsule Server. So basically you could set up a server or kind of like a hub, if you will, for all these snippets or your entries, and then everyone can have their own capsule site locally or on their server, wherever, where they're putting their snippets, and then they can push those up to the kind of the server, the main hub, assuming you give them access, which is kind of a neat idea. So it's pretty new. I played with it for about an hour today. Didn't have a whole lot of time to dig into it, but definitely check it out. Looks pretty neat. And I also want to give a quick plug to WordSesh, which we happened. Ooh. It's been about a week and a half ago now. Man, we had a great time, didn't we, Dre, kicking off that event?
Oh, man, it was awesome. It was awesome.
That was fun. I think I was up for about 18, 19 of the 24 hours, but every single WordSesh presentation is online on YouTube. You just go to youtube.com/WordSesh24. Amazing presentations. All of them are good. Tony's on there. He gave a great security presentation. There's just some really awesome stuff on there, so it was a huge success. Everybody had a lot of fun. Everybody got a lot out of it. We had a huge viewership, so go on there. If you haven't watched those, watch them because they're great, so check it out.
Do it, loco. That's what I'm talking about, man. Speaking of doing it, you're doing it this weekend. You're heading over to WordCamp Minneapolis. What's going on there?
Minneapolis. That's a big bottle of beer.
Minneapolis.
I love tacos.
Yes, I'm going to Minneapolis this weekend. It's going to be great. And
are you speaking this weekend?
I'm not. Although I love to speak, it's also nice just to attend and be relaxed.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking forward to that. Our very own Lisa Sabin Wilson will be speaking. My friend John Hawkins will be speaking, so I'll get to see some good friends and have a good time in Minneapolis. It's going to be awesome.
Very cool.
Looks like a great event.
No, enjoy like there.
The weather's going to be like in the 70s, which is crazy. So they just had like 8 feet of snow.
That's
but it's
so
going to be nice.
Horrible. I
don't know what the weather's going to be like on the West Coast, but I know WordCamp Reno has happened this weekend as well. So
right.
Hopefully they have, I'm not heading up there this year, but hopefully they have a great camp up there as well. Now, we've got WordCamp Orange County coming up and some exciting news here because both halves of the Dradcast will be in attendance. We are going this buddy. Drag.
This will be the actual first
WordCamp where we're both together. So we're going to be perusing the halls and taking some video, some sound snippets, maybe handing out some free stuff.
I gotta add that we're starting to get our collection of giveaway stuff, and these just kind of came in the mail.
Look at those stickers.
Well, all we see right now is Shane. So let's check them out. Bam. So. Maybe we'll have some other stuff to give away along with these in the upcoming WordCamps that we'll be attending together. Orange County will be the first one there. Now, there is some secret squirrel stuff going on. There might be a really cool thing happening at the event, which we will disclose later on. But, Brad and I will be there, and we will be doing some stuff.
Yes, I'll be rocking my OC shirt tonight. Check it out.
Booyah!
Don't weigh down, Brandon. These shirts better be better this year.
heck, if you haven't been there, man, these guys do it right. So we're Camp Orange County. I've been going since they put it together, and Jeff and my big brother that always protects me, Brandon. This guy takes care of me in my drunken stupors at WordCamp. So it's great to have him around. These guys put
you
on a hell
sure
of a
I
show.
Have my pizza roll fill. So
oh yeah, good. You guys, hey, you need to get over there. You need to attend if you haven't been before. It'll be a good show.
Yes.
Oh, man. So WordCamp Orange County, that's coming up first week of June. Shortly thereafter, we've got San Francisco. So San Francisco's the second event, actually, that we'll be at together, Brad. So we'll see what we can set up over there for that.
Yes, end of July 25th. Was that a question? No, 26th, 27th, and a contribute day on the 28th. So that's a biggie. Obviously, that's the biggest WordCamp, I think, in the entire world every year. So that's like a who's who. That's definitely one to keep an eye on.
I love it. Hey, well, look, Mr. Shane, let me ask you this. I hope you had a good time, but where can people find you? I want them to come talk to you. I want them to connect. I want them to say hello.
Sure. ShaneSanderson.com. That's with a Y, S-H-A-Y-N-E. Shane Sanderson on Twitter, and maintain with two N's on the end, .com.
Insane that's in the maintain.
Plenty.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add, brother, in closing?
No, I love you guys, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Love you too, Mr. Bradford.
What's up?
Anything for you, my anything from you, my sunshine?
Oh, man, no, thanks for being on, Shane. I had a great time. If anybody wants to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at Williams Bah.
Williams Bah. And you can find me at Dre Meta. Folks, it's been another great episode. Episode 10 with Shane Sanderson. I know I'm exhausted. I started my first Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu class today at Carlson Gracie here in Menifee. It's time to set in some ice. And on that note, we'll put the show on ice as well. Folks, that's episode 10 of the Dragcast. Out.
Thanks, guys.
Booyah! There you have it, folks, the latest edition of the Dragcast. If you dig the show, make sure you pass it on. If you have content for the show, want to submit to be a guest host, or just want to listen to older episodes, visit the Dragcast website at dragcast.com. While you're there, make sure you click the iTunes subscribe link to catch us on iTunes. Don't forget to follow at Dragcast on Twitter, and we thank you for tuning in. Join Dre and Brad plus some new guest hosts next week.
Yes!
On another episode of the Dragcast. Yeah.